T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is such an interesting project, and it's something I had never heard about, but it seems like a great way for people to be able to help right now, and I think that's something people are looking for. Tell us what the World Community Grid is. What exactly does that mean, and what does it entail?
World Community Grid is essentially a way for anyone to help scientists who are tackling all kinds of problems. So in our latest project called Open Pandemics, we've partnered with scientists at Scripps Research who are looking for treatment options to fight COVID-19. Now, to do that, they have to figure out which of millions of chemical compounds can actually work against the disease. And that's not really practical to do in sort of a traditional, you know, lab setting, because that tends to be really expensive and can take many, many years. So not really realistic, especially when you're in the middle of a pandemic. Now, the good thing is that a lot of this traditional lab work can instead be simulated on a computer, essentially with software that mimics what would happen in the lab. And this way, the scientists can really hone in on, you know, to narrow it down from these millions of possibilities down to sort of a handful that they can take to the lab. The challenge they have, though, is that these simulations need a ton of computing power. And that's where we come in, and that's where World Community Grid volunteers can help. Because by downloading and installing our app on your computer or Android device, you get to essentially run one of these or many of these millions of simulations on your device when it's not being fully used. So, for example, while we're chatting right now or later when I'll be checking my email, my computer isn't really doing all that it can. It has some unused computing power. So instead of having that go to waste, why not have it run one of these simulations on behalf of the scientists who are trying to find treatment options for COVID-19.
Can literally anyone with a computer participate in this?
Absolutely. Anyone, anywhere. So as long as you've got a computer or Android device and an internet connection, that's really all you need. You don't need to have any kind of scientific or technical background. You just need to install the software on your device, pick which projects you want to support. Open Pandemics is one of a number of research projects we're currently running. And then that's it. You're good to go.
Has this been used in projects in the past? And if so, what's an example of that?
Yeah, over the years, we've supported over 30 different research projects that have tackled everything from cancer, HIV, AIDS, Ebola, Zika, muscular dystrophy, and also environmental projects that have looked at water quality, solar energy. Right now we have a project that's looking at how do we produce more accurate rainfall forecasts for sub-Saharan Africa. So we've seen this model also work. We know that this way of doing science can work. We've seen all kinds of discoveries in childhood cancer and solar energy and water filtration solutions. So it's pretty incredible to see what happens when volunteers really kind of rally behind one of these projects.
And privacy concerns, no doubt, are a big thing in this day and time. Is this something that is proven to be completely secure?
Yeah, we absolutely take this very seriously. It's in our DNA at IBM anyway. So the app is designed to make sure that it doesn't touch any of your personal files or data on that device. We also bring in IBM security experts to test all parts of our system for vulnerabilities. And then the science data within each simulation only goes back between your device as a volunteer and the World Community Grid servers on the IBM cloud. So it's not like your machine is in any way connected with or communicating with any of the other volunteers' machines or anything like that.
If someone is interested in participating here, how do they get more information? Where do they go?
The place to go is our website, and that's at worldcommunitygrid.org. From there, you can install the software, pick the causes you want to support, and that's it. You're good to go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.